תשובה בנו.
חשוב העולם, ציבור הלא יודעים. I'm coming from Brazil. I don't know what I can offer such a chashuv olam. Mangoes, I've already seen that even the winders are making from mangoes with a Manchester-based dinner. Passion fruit, I've seen the fruit salad here in Shabbos, and it's even better than the passion fruit we have in Brazil. I saw one of the fruits that was presented was so different. In football, Brazil is not doing too well. They're in the Shloshim of Pelé. Weather is also not so good in Brazil now. Recently, the past days, it's been raining a lot, even though it's summer, it's the torrential rains of the summer, so when you have better weather. So I want to share a chidush from Brazil. There's a chashuv sefer in the Kollel. The name of the sefer is Tzafnas Paneach. But the Tzafnas Paneach, there's a list of mechabrim, of gedoyle olam, who wrote Sforim with the name Tzafnas Paneach. This Tzafnas Paneach is a very small sefer, and it is attached, it comes together with the Kan Mefureshes al Maseches Kinim. The Perush Kan Mefureshes al Maseches Kinim is the famous Perush of the son of Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, Zichron Lebracha, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky used to be Meyayet, used to advise people whenever they needed the Yeshua to learn the Perush, the Kan Mefureshes al Maseches Kinim, because the father, Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, Zichron Lebracha, he was maftiach, he guaranteed, and he writes it, whoever will learn the perush of my son, because lo aleinu, his son, passed away without leaving children, and the father was maftiach, whoever who learns the perush of Rav Bar Tenur and the Tosfos Yom Tov, and then one Mishnah with the perush of my son, and maftiach Yeshuas. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky used to be meyayetz the oilam to learn the Mishnayos with the perush of Kan Mefureshes and Maseches Kinim. So the father, Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, Zichron Lebracha, he was one of the Gedoyle Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Olam knows him nowadays because in the moment of the Bris Milah, the moment when the baby starts to cry, it is prevalent to start to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam for our tzaros. And that's the Perush of Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher on Masechet Shabbos. He is the one who writes, that's the Shah Seis Ratzon, to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam from all our tzaros. Daf Kuflam in Masechet Shabbos, Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, in his annotations, he writes this hanhaga. Besoif Yomov, he was Mizgale as one of the big Baal Yeshuas. He writes in his Sefer, Tzafnas Paneach, that the Olam started to come to him, and the Gedoyle Yisrael used to send people to him, and it's Nifledik, the Yeshuas that he quotes and he mentions, and he even says, listen, you should know it's the Koyach HaTfilah, he says, it's the Koyach HaTfilah, and he even explains how a Kamiya works. He says, how does a Kamiya work? He says that we never know when is the moment of an Eis Ratzon in Shemaim. Rabbi Asher Zelig, Margolius, Zichron Lebracha, he's got to say, in one of his Sfarim, he writes all the moments which are Eis Ratzon, Mincha Erev Shabbos, a list. But we don't know when is the right moment when there's going to be an Eis Ratzon. Says Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, when he used to write a Kamiya, the value of the Kamiya is that you are davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam in every moment. Because it's written down, your tefillah. So you never know when the Eis Ratzon is going to be, but it's there. And therefore, the tefillah will be there in the moment when the Shaare Shamayim, the gates of heaven, will be open. So that's the koyach of my kviyas. That's his hesber in Tzafnas Paneach, in his sefer. So this small sefer, he dedicates it to explain the Gemaras in Baal Basra, the Agatot of Rabbi Baruch Hanna. And he asks a very stark akasha. We know it's mekubal by us, that's the pashta pshat in the Gemara, that were mispalel for Rishoyim, that they should do tshuva. And from who do we learn this? We learn it from Bruria. Maseches Brachos. We learn from Bruria. Yitamu chataim min haaretz. It's written chataim lo choitim. Baruch Hinafshi. We also learn this from the wife of Abba Chilkia in Maseches Tanis, Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Maseches Brachos is metzayin to Abba Chilkia. And his wife davened that the Rishoyim who are chaperoning him should do tshuva. It's interesting that on Rosh Chodesh, which is the Yom Tov for ladies, it's the day we say Baruch Hinafshi, where we have the Chiddush of Bruria. That's also part of the tribute to the ladies. Few Chiddushim we have in Shas from ladies, yeah? It's interesting that also the ladies were the Mechadish, that we should daven for people, for the Rishoyim to do tshuva. Perhaps, the Gemara says that Zemi makum shenivra ve zemi makum shenivra. A man, it's much easier to appease him. He was created from earth, so it's much easier to appease him. A lady was created from the ribs of Adam Arishon. It's strong, it's tough. So it's much difficult to get a lady to say sorry. Yeah, as I state in the Gemara. So a lady understands much more how difficult it is to do tshuva. To admit what's wrong, a lady understands much more than a man. For a man, it's easy. And therefore, when you tell a man, daven for them to do tshuva, why should I daven for them? They should be doing tshuva by themselves. But for a lady, she understands that it's tough, it's difficult to do tshuva. And therefore, tefillah for her to do tshuva is much more natural. And therefore, they are the mechadshim, they are the ones who innovated the concept of davening for someone else to do tshuva. But Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Yehud Gutmacher, Zichon Livracha, he asks a very stark akasha. He says, so David HaMelech taught us that we can daven, and we should daven, that Rishayim should do tshuva. Says Rabbi Yehud Gutmacher, if we arrive at Tehillim Kuftes, we will realize, we will see a completely different David HaMelech. David HaMelech seems to have changed his uniform when he arrives at Tehillim Kuftes. David HaMelech says, Ki pira asha ufi mirma alai patachu diberu iti leshon shaker. Okay. They spoke badly about me. V'divrei sina sevavuni v'ilachamuni chinam. Words of hatred. V'ilachamuni chinam. They attacked me. Tachat ahavati stenuni v'ani tfila. V'yasimu alai ra'a tachat tova v'sina tachat ahavati. And then now starts David HaMelech from Pasuk Vav to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Hafked alav rasha. Vesatan Yamod al Yamino. I'm translating here with the article to him. Appoint over him a wicked man, Vesatan Yamod al Yamino, and let an adversary stand at his right. Beishafeto Yetzirasha, when he is judged, may he go out condemned. Utfilatot Yelachata, may his prayer be turned into sin. Yehu Yamav Meatim, may his days be few. Lo aleinu. Pekudato Yikach Acher. Someone else take his position. Lo aleinu continues, it's really difficult for me to pronounce his words. Yihu bono yisoyimim, ve'ishto yalmono. Ve'noya yanu bono ve'shielu. His sons, may they constantly wander, his children, ve'shielu, and beg. Ve'dorishu mechovotehem, and may they seek charity from amid their ruins. Yenakesh noyeshe lechol ha'shelo, ve'avozu zarim yegiyo, al yehi lo moshe chosved. May there not be for him anyone who extends kindness. Ve'al yehi chonen litomav. Yehi acharito lehachrit. Bedor acher, in a generation later, yimach shemam. Come on, that's very tough. Very, very tough. Very, very tough words. Frekt Rabbi Yehud Gutmacher, I don't understand. What's going on? On the one hand, we say, yitamu chatoim min haaretz. And we are pleading the Ribbono shel Olam that every Russia should do tshuva. And that is our aspiration, and that's our goal, that everybody should do tshuva. Suddenly, David HaMelech in Tehillim Kuftes, he doesn't seem to be speaking about apikoyfim. He's speaking about people who are not behaving so well with him. And even in respect to apikoyfim, even in respect to minim and sadukim, the Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah brings also, The Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, he also had minim who shepherded him, and he tried. He was waiting for the moment to be mekalel them, to curse them, and he put the cock. Put the cock to see exactly when's the moment of curse, Ribbono Shel Olam. And then he dozed on that moment. Yeah, he dozed in that moment, and he said, "Gam anosh la tzaddik lo toiv." Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want the person to be manish. Tosfos asks, "I don't understand. If it's a minimum, because him minim, it's written moridim minim. It's a min. You kill the min." Says Tosfos, very big chiddush. He says, Tosfos on Maseches Avodah Zarah. He says that if you're going to do it with your own koiches, you're going to go there and kill the min. That's one thing. But you telling Hashem what to do, you're not going to tell. Let Hashem decide what He wants to do. So therefore we see that even respect to minimum important because Him, we see from Pashas of the Gemara, you can't daven to annihilate them. So what's going on over here with David HaMelech? That's the kasha of Rav Eliyahu Gutmacher, Zichron Avrocha, in the Ma'amar Aleph, in Sefer Safnas Paneach. And he says a very big chiddush. He says that since the Rambam is mechadish to us in the Perek Vav, Milchos Tshuva, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, the Rambam tells us that Efshar sheyechate Adam chet gadol o chatoim arbe ad sheyiten adin lifnei dayan haemet sheyeh apiraon mizeh achote al hachataim elu sheasa b'rtzono midato shemoyneim bimeinu atshuva. The Rambam is mechadish. There are certain situations where a person is impeded to do tshuva. Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, and the Rambam learns this from who? Who is the prototype for the chiddush of the Rambam that we are moinea someone from doing tshuva? Paro Yerasha. Ven manichim lo reshut lashuv mirishoy kedei sheyamut ve'yeabed b'chataim she'asa. The Rambam brings a couple of rites from Yeshaya and from Yirmiyah. And then he says, "Lefichach katuv b'Torah v'ani achazek et lev paro, lefi shechata me'atzmo techila v'hera le'Yisrael agarim be'arzo." The Rambam says a big chiddush. He says, why did Hashem impede Paro from doing tshuva? He says, it's not to do with the Makkos. The Rambam says, we have to go back in Parashat Shemot and see what Paro planned to do. What was his scheme against Klal Yisroel? So the Pasuk says, Vayoymer el amo, hine am b'nei Yisroel. Am Yatayim Yisroel. Am b'nei Yisroel. Rav Yatsu mimenu. Thank you. Says the Rambam, שנאמר הווה נדחה כמעלו, נתן הדין אם לא ממנו התשובה, שנפרעי ממנו, לפי החיזק הקדוש ברוך הוא את ליבו. Says the Rambam, we have to see what happened over here. Paro decided he has innocent people living in Egypt, garim be'artzoi. The Rambam doesn't say that the reason why Paro was punished was because he didn't accept Moshe Rabbeinu's warnings. That's Pashtus in Rashi, it's Mashma that way. The Rambam doesn't say that. And the Rambam doesn't say that the reason why Paro was punished is because he didn't show Hakaras HaTov to Yosef HaTzadik and to the Yidden. He says another vote. The Rambam says, "Lefi shechata me'atzmoi techila ve'hera le'Yisrael hagarim be'artzei." If, says Rabbi Eliyahu Gutmacher, we learn from the Rambam a Yesoid. The Yesoid is, if someone's living with you, and he relies on you, you're the king, and they're your subjects, and you have to take care of them. And you do exactly the contrary of what this person is expecting from you, that is a type of sin that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not moichel. A very big chiddush. Very big chiddush. That's his taitch in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Vehera leYisrael hagarim be'artzoi." It's enough. The fact that they're living by you and you're supposed to be taking care of them, and you're doing the contrary, and you're planning to do the contrary, That in itself is already a reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to impede you from doing tshuva. That's the chiddush that we learn from the Rambam. So what do we see over here? We see from the Rambam is a matzav, the person doesn't have a chance of doing tshuva. He doesn't have the chance. It means Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't give him the chance. Says Rebbe Gutmacher, therefore, there are situations when you are not going to be able to daven for that person to do tshuva. Why? Because he's lost his chance. The Rambam's telling you that situations when Ribbono Shel Olam is moinea him from doing tshuva. If he decides by himself to do tshuva, that in itself is a matanas from Ribbono Shel Olam, they should do tshuva. But in the halacha, it's written over here that be'etzem, we are not going to allow him to do tshuva. Ribbono Shel Olam bars his opportunity of doing tshuva. Therefore, we can't daven for such a person to do tshuva. Can't daven. Says Rabbi Leo Gutmacher, that David HaMelech emphasizes that in the Mizmah. Because David HaMelech starts the Mizmah by saying, Tachat Ahavati Yistenuni. In return for my love, they accuse me. Vayasimu alai ra'at tachat tova. They placed upon me evil in return of good. Vesinat tachat ahavati. And hatred in return for my love. That means to say, David HaMelech used to take care, and he was kind to them. So David HaMelech expected that their kesher, their relationship with him, would be a nice and good relationship. And they behaved completely opposite to what David HaMelech was behaving with them. Therefore, when someone who you've invested in, when someone you thought you could rely on him, and he suddenly turns his back, and he not only he ignores you, he does things which are damaging to you. That is the parallel to what Paro did to Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech had men and had people who, despite the fact that David HaMelech was kind to them, they behaved in a completely opposite way. So therefore, the din of the Rambam is going to apply in such situations. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Leo Gutmacher to explain this mizmor. Why David HaMelech davened that these men shouldn't exist anymore in such a vehement way? It's because it's based on these words of the Rambam. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Leo Gutmacher.
Even though he said before, you shouldn't tell Rabbi Shlomo what to do.
Sorry.
Even though you said before, you shouldn't tell
Ribbono
Shel Olam what to do.
Yeah, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you've seen over here. The Ribbono Shel Olam has told us that he doesn't have a schus of doing tshuva. I mean, the whole reason we can daven, it's built on the fact that perhaps he's going to do tshuva. Yeah. It's built on that. It's a very big chiddush. Yeah, it's a very big chiddush. I'm sure nowadays we are not poiskim in order to decide to who we can daven for and who not. We should be lechumra. We should daven for everybody. Yeah? It's who Klal Yisrael should do tshuva. But at least that's the yesod that Rabbi Leo Gutmacher is learning here from the Rambam. So the Rambam learns this from the hanhaga of the Ribbono Shel Olam with Paro HaRasha. The Rambam adds a chiddush. In Shmoyna Prokim, he explains his chiddush a little bit more, and he says the following. He says that when Moshe Rabbeinu arrived and he came to inform Paro of what Ribbono Shel Olam is planning to do, says the Rambam that the Moshe Rabbeinu said the following. Ve'amar lo, hineni mevakesh mimecha shetishlechem belo sholachta. The Rebbeinu says, listen, I asked you for you to send them and you haven't sent them out. Ve'im tishlechem, tihye nitzol. And if you will free Klal Yisrael, you will be saved. Rak yadati she'ata lo tishlechem ad she'tamut. I know that you're not going to send them until you will die. The Rambam seems to imply over here that Paro was going to die. Machloikes, whether Paro died or not. Ve'ayahud tzorich she'yoyde le'shalchem. So, Paro, you should have admitted, they should have accepted it. They said, I'm going to send them out. That means Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he's intimidating Paro. He's telling him, listen, I know that you will not send them. And I'm telling you now, from now, you're not going to send them. So Paro should have said, listen, I want to be a machish nevu as Moshe. So I'm going to get up and I'm going to say, I'm going to send them. He should get up and say, listen, I'm going to prove you wrong. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling him, you are not going to have any influence over your own self. That's part of the message that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paro. He wasn't going to be admit. And this is an amazing wonder, says Rama. You can tell someone you're not in control of your own self. That is also one of the pillars of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, ladies normally get stressed up close to Purim with the cleaning of Pesach. You know, how are we going to clean? How difficult. For us men, the stress should start in these parashas. Shemois Vaira Boy Bashalach, to prepare ourselves how our Seder is going to be like. This is a chiddush. This is a chiddush. Lefi the Rambam, it's one of the chiddushim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because the Rambam goes on to say, sorry? Uchmo shekatuv, ulman saper shemi bechol haaretz. Shehashem itbarach efshar shiyano shadam shimneu bechira peula achat. V'yodieu baze shelo yuchal limsho ichnafsho yu lehashiv ala bechira ayi. You're going to inform him. That's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Say that Ribbono Shel Olam can be mashpia on someone, that person doesn't have any control over himself anymore. Lefi the Rambam, it's very clear, the beginning of this Sedra, Parshas Bo, the second, the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu had to come to visit Paro, but doesn't tell us what the Hasroah is. And the pasuk goes on to say, "Vayomer Adonai Moshe bo el Paro ki ani ichbati et libo ved lev avadav leman shetiti ototai yele bekirbo." Torah seems to be saying, "Go and warn him." And we normally learn the pasuk, even though his heart has been hardened, it's me, the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's hardening his heart. The Fi the Rambam, this pshat, go and tell him that he's not in control. That is the message. Boyel paroi ki ani ichbati es libo. That is the Hasroah. He is not going to be able to decide anymore. He's lost the schus of being able to bechira. That's part of the ulman tesaper, and also so that Klal Yisrael should be able to retell in the future et asher itaralti b'Mitzrayim. But you know, I'm mocking him, because if you tell a person, listen, you're not controlling yourself. But perhaps he'll be like an animal. Okay, so you've degraded him from being a human being to being an animal. And an animal also takes care. An animal, anything which is dangerous, an animal won't do. Paro here has been degraded even less than an animal. He knows he's doing something which is going to be dangerous for him. They're telling him, listen, this is going to bring your plight is going to come through this. And I'm telling you, and if you want to refuse, and if you want to deny what I'm telling you, you're going to prove that I'm wrong, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Paro doesn't have the option of denying, of changing his mind. It's Noir V'Oyom, the Koyach HaBechira, that we see in the Ribbono Shel Olam teaches in these parshiyos. In the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we learn the Yesoidos of Ashgacha Protis, Yishkoichos of Emunah, Yesoidos of Bitochon. And Bechira, the Rambam says, is one of the Yesoidos. One of the Yesoidos of the Torah in Lichos Shuva. This is also one of the Yesoidos we have to learn. Koyach HaBechira. Koyach HaBechira. Many, many years ago, I saw an article in the Jewish Observer. Chaval, that's Jewish Observer, doesn't function anymore. And the article was written by Rav Naftali Elzas, Shlita, Rosh Yeshiva, Chashuva Rosh Yeshiva in Bnei Brak. And it was written, co-edited with Rabbi Yisrael Elia Weintraub, Zichron Yerocha, Yibadu Ben Chaim Lechaim. And Rav Volbo also had his askama to the article. What was the basis of the article? The article was coming to analyze the following. Rav Dessler says there's a concept of a Bechira point. Each person, in the level in which he is, that is his Makam HaBechira, that is where he has his freedom of choice is more constricted to the examples and to the level in which he is. These Gedolim, they wanted to clarify what Rav Dessler was really saying. He said it's impossible to accept that if a person has been born, for example, and he hasn't yet been taught about, he lives in an environment where they steal, for example. Family is a family of people who steal. Lo aleinu. And he goes out on a Sunday, and you know, he's really proud when he comes back, and he's managed to come back stealing an old lady, lo aleinu. He says, are we going to say that's not his Bechira point because his parents taught him that it's, you know, he knows the police, you know, it's against the law. He says, that's not his Bechira point. Stealing is not his Bechira point. If we say that, then there's going to be a lot of people who are going to exempt because they haven't yet arrived at the Madrega. They're not yet attuned to what the Torah is expecting from them. Says Rav Dessler is speaking about not what's right and wrong. What's right and wrong that every person has to fulfill from Aleph to Taf. There's no choice. You have to, anything which is Shulchan Aruch, that you, everybody, no one's. We're not going to give anyone discount to anyone. He says what Rav Dessler is speaking about is milas. For example, you tell a person, listen, you know that Hasmada in Torah, you should be learning Behasmada 4 hours. So he says, listen, there's a Mitzvah Talmud Torah. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you see the Gedarim of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. But not everybody is expected from one day to another to learn 4 hours Talmud Torah. So his Bechira point in respect to Talmud Torah is yet now perhaps on one of the inferior Madregas of learning Torah. When we're speaking about Madregas, how much is his Kavod Shabbos? So there's a lot of Madregas in Kavod Shabbos. Perhaps for him, he's not in the Madrega of certain abstaining himself from certain activities in Shabbos, which the Halacha permits. But there's many Madregas in that. So therefore, in respect to this, Rav Dessler said, there's a Bechira point. Rav Dessler is not saying a Bechira point in respect to things which are essential, which are basics in our in Torah mitzvahs. I didn't chap that it's already 10:15. I'll end by saying that Sforno says, "Achoidesh azel lachem, roish chadashim rishonu lachem nechut shehashana." Says the Sforno, the emphasis in the lachem is you become bale bechira. So lachem, you become bale bechira. Rav Moshe Gifter is marich on that. So we see the Ribbono Shel Olam Parshas Boy. He teaches us how we have the freedom of choice. We can't accept what the Olam says. You know, they exempt so many people from crimes because they were born that way and that's the influence they have and that's their environment. No, we have to know that Aleph Beis of a Yid, Bar Mitzvah Sedra of Klal Yisrael is Pashas Boy. The Aleph Beis is that we have Bechira and we can be in control and we have to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam says, Tzadikim would daven to Hashem. Binyan zeh shoylim anevim ha-tzadikim tfireisim ha-Hashem le'ozrem al derech ha-emes. Kamo shemar David, horeini Hashem darkecha. What does David the Melech say? Horeini Hashem darkecha. We say this in Tfilah le-David. Keloimar, al yimneuni chatoi derech ha-emes shemimena eda derkecha v'yichud shemecha. Tzadikim would daven Hashem. I don't want to arrive at the level of parah. I don't want to arrive at these situations. Please help me that I should always be able to do tshuva. That's Horeini Hashem Darkecha. It's a special tefillah we have to have constantly in our lips. Ribbono Shel Olam should give us the assistance to always be in the Derech HaEmes of being able to do tshuva and being Baal Bechira. Yirotzu Milifan of Yisbarach, Shenishma Besoyros Toivos, Yishuos Menach Homois, Geula Kroiva. Amen.
Amen. Amen.